Hi, this is John calling from National Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
no.
radio?
No.
Oh, okay, and are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Perfect, ma'am. And also wanted to ask you, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African-American.
Thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November, in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably
definitely.
Not vote?
Definitely.
Thank
vote.
You for your opinion. And what is your age?
70.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciated your opinion. And also wanted to ask you, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Okay, but thank you for your opinion. Would you say much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you for your opinion. Regardless of have you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat. Okay, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong
Democrat. Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Will you say strongly approve or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you for your opinion. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country? Okay. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. We appreciate it. And in your opinion, would you say your economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Staying the same.
Staying the same. Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the election should be most about? You may choose two. You can say, in this case, I'm gonna tell you the options. You stop me, you know, when I get to one that you think that is most important. The first one, it says, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back.
Yep,
next, it says,
that's it.
That one, oh, okay, perfect, ma'am, not a problem. And also, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so, okay? So the first one is Republicans in Congress in general. How would you rate them between 0 to 100?
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Project 2025.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Joe Biden.
98.
Okay, thank you. Next one is for Kamala Harris.
99.
Thank you, ma'am, for your opinion. The next one on the list is Cornel West.
60.
Okay. And next one is for Hakeem Jeffries.
95.
Okay, thank you. The next one is for J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Democrats in Congress. 95. All right, perfect. For you. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. So 95 on that one. I appreciate it. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? If you're undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
For Kamala Harris? Okay, not a problem, ma'am. Thank you for your opinion. We appreciate that. We're almost done. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Would you say just a lot, just some, only a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Thank you, ma'am. And has what you heard, seen, or in this case, read recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him? Would you say that it makes you much more favorable, somewhat more
favorable?
Okay, and would you say much less favorable or somewhat less favorable?
Much less.
Thank you, ma'am. The next one is I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. A 0 means that it's not at all a convincing reason to support her for president. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement, it says that Kamala Harris understands that the fight for abortion rights is about freedom. It's about our ability to make decisions about our own bodies and not have the government tell us what we can and can't do as president. She will fight to restore women's access to birth control, fertility services, and abortion access in every state. From 0 to 10, how will you rate that statement about Kamala Harris?
10.
10, thank you. The next one, it says that African Americans are disproportionately affected by the effects of climate change while Republicans continue to deny the existence of climate change. Kamala Harris has been at the forefront of fighting for environmental justice. She created one of the nation's first environmental justice units to fight polluters who were unfairly dumping waste in communities of color. She was an early composer of the Green New Deal, which sought to transition America to clean energy and create more energy jobs in America. Harris understands that we have a responsibility to both protect our communities and to help leave the planet better for next generation. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement about her?
10.
10, thank you, ma'am. The next statement, it says, before we finish, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement and they still inherit a commitment to fight for the rights of all people. As a prosecutor, Harris fought to fight to change the criminal justice system and help the most vulnerable. As a district attorney, Harris fought to end human trafficking and sex trafficking and deprioritize marijuana arrest. Her policy was to reduce or even refuse to bring charges against people accused in nonviolent marijuana cases, and under Harris, the number of people sent to prison for weed drop. From 0 to 10, how would you rate this statement?
Oh, I'm not sure.
All right, not a problem, ma'am. The next statement, it says that in this election, we are facing the question, what kind of country do we want to live in? Donald Trump winning will mean a country ruled by chaos, fear, and hate. He spent his entire first president dividing us and breaking the law to pursue his own selfish interests. Kamala Harris winning will mean a turning back the politics of hate and division for freedom and the chance for unity. We need a sane and unifying president like Harris, who has dedicated her life to fighting for our rights and will work to bring his country together. From 0 to 10, how will you rate that statement now?
10. Is this almost finished?
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, exactly. And now just let me ask you again, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote? Or if you're undecided,
Kamala,
you can also
Harris.
Say that. Okay, for Kamala. And let me ask you again, now we have talked a little bit more about elections. Would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than the previous one, less important, or about the same?
More important.
More important? Okay, much more or somewhat? Just to make sure about
much
your
more.
Opinion. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Would you say very often? Often? Not at all?
Very often.
Very often? Okay, thank you for your time, ma'am. And or from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? The first one is Facebook, Instagram. The next one is Twitter or X. The next one is TikTok. The next one is on the list is YouTube.
What's
or
that one?
Other. YouTube or other.
Other.
Other. Okay, not a problem, ma'am. And other, you said in this case, switching gears a little bit just for statistical purposes only, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Some college.
Some college. Thank you for your opinion, ma'am. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Widow.
Thank you, ma'am. We appreciate your opinion. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living with you in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Okay. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever
every
or never?
Week.
Every week. Okay. Thank you. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighbors are white?
What were the choices?
It's nearly all of them are white, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly
less
any of
half.
Them are white. Oh, okay, less than half, not a problem. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban, okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States, ma'am?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States, ma'am?
No.
Okay, not a problem. And were you born outside of the United States, ma'am?
No.
All right. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
This concludes our survey, ma'am. I do thank you very much for your participation and your opinion. We sincerely appreciate that. You have a great
okay.
evening. Thank you.
You too.